Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're back. And we're, joining us is none other than Edsel Ford Jr.
We're not
Did
worthy.
I get that right?
Second.
That's it.
Right.
Second. Okay.
Right.
I don't know anything about
that's
this.
That's okay. Not to worry.
And you are the CEO of Ford
Motor Company.
Yeah, I wish I was the CEO of Ford Motor Company.
Oh, okay. Darn.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Consulted to. On the board of directors of.
Well, good. There you go.
That's better than me.
Close enough.
I mean, I might drive one once in a while. That's the best I can do.
Edsel, we should try to sell you one.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. We were coming up here on our trip up to Oshkosh, and a supercar rally went by. And one of those supercars was that new GT40. And I'm looking at that. Whoa, that's a Ford GT40. Holy underwear. And then we got one out here.
Gone.
And that thing is fantastic. I love the lines of that car.
Yeah, I didn't. Did you actually see one on the road?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually
wow.
saw
yes.
one on the same color.
Ford GT.
Yeah,
oh, Ford GT.
GT.
Oh,
the GT. Not, yeah. not the 40.
Yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, but the Ford GTs that we have at the...
It would have been
the 06 car.
Yeah, it would have been an earlier model, but you know, they all look alike to us.
Well, the interesting thing about the GT that we have on display here at Oshkosh is that's the newest version. There was the GT40 that was the race car, then there was the Ford GT that we made in 05 and 06, and now we have the new GT, but they're all different.
Now, Kevin was explaining that you guys decided to go back to Le Mans.
We did.
Why?
We did. Well, we want to go sports car racing.
Okay.
And that is the pinnacle of sports car racing, in our opinion, is the 24 Hours of Le Mans. And it was wonderful. I was there with my entire family. We had I can't tell you how much fun we had.
And I imagine that Ferrari and all the other ones weren't really happy to have you there.
I don't think so. General Motors races a Corvette in the class that we're in, and Ferrari races in there as well, and Porsche does. I think when we announced that we were coming back into sports car racing, I think everyone went, oh, no.
Not again.
Ford's coming back. Do we really want to, But it was great. We've had great success, so.
I can only imagine.
All's been good.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Must have taken a tremendous crew to support that car.
Yeah,
for
you had to build a whole
hour
pit crew and everything.
24
Well,
hour
you
effort.
Know, we hired a guy named Chip Ganassi, who's been in...
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him, yeah.
...in
yeah.
motor racing for a long time. And we hired him in Multimatic out of Toronto, Canada, to help us crew the team and do the development. And so, we couldn't possibly do the whole thing on our own.
The state of racing has changed so much, though. Did you guys have to take your GT and say, well, this is never going to stand up to Le Mans and re-engineer it? Or is that a right-off-the-production-line car?
Well, the cars we race come out of Multimatic, and they're built as pure race cars.
Right.
We took it out right away for the Daytona 24 Hours, and that was our first test case, and we didn't do very well, but we wanted to find out whether or not we had a good race car. We made lots of changes, and right up to Le Mans, and we came in first and third and fourth at Le Mans, so we were pretty pleased.
You did all
with,
right.
Yeah, we did fine, thank you. Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
So okay. you had three cars out at Le Mans. That must have been a huge crew. Four.
We had four.
Wow.
Four cars and 12 drivers and, the crew to go with it.
You probably had 300 people there.
An entourage.
Oh, well, if you include all the crew and everybody, I think you're probably darn close. We probably had close to 300 people.
And a guy that changed the hats, in the camera.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I did.
Yeah, there you go.
I was there to change the hats.
Ford and Aviation. Aviation, rotable aircraft are starting to pop up all over the place. What do you got? I know you got something hidden somewhere.
You mean for this show?
No. What's Ford thinking about?
About aviation.
Yeah.
We think about it all the time.
Well, there you go.
No, I think our involvement with EAA over the years has been really terrific. We've been here for 17 years, and the membership has been very good to us in terms of buying cars. I asked Kevin earlier today how many cars he thought we've sold over the last 10 years. And, we normally sell about 5,000 cars a year to EAA members. So it's been great. I mean, I think that the people here think Ford's presence here is good, and we like to come, and we've got a long history of aviation in our blood. So
Well, are you looking at another rotable aircraft? That's what I want to know. I want to know if the Ford Flavor is going to come out of the
museum. I don't think so.
I'd like to
think we're sticking to cars.
I'd like to see a new version of the Ford Tri-Motor. That's a neat airplane.
Yeah, it's a great airplane.
And you know, it's a testimony to the Ford construction and engineering that these things are still flying.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It really is.
Were there six around? Four?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
At least one or two.
Yeah. Pretty neat.
Yeah.
Pretty neat.
I told Kevin yesterday that I was going to go wander around the Ford booth, or the pavilion, and I did. And there is one car, well, two cars in there that really caught my eye. The Focus, RS with 350 horsepower all-wheel drive?
Yep.
And then there was the Shelby GT350 in black. That car is positively evil. I like it.
I'm really surprised you decided to actually call it a GT350. You didn't come up with a new Shelby something something.
Well, actually, it is called Shelby. And it's a tribute. You know, Carol and I were friends for, I don't know, for 50 years. And, you know, I think the tribute to Carol, we're keeping the Shelby name on all the top Mustangs we make. So it technically is called a Ford Shelby GT350 Mustang. Yep. And so we've got the Shelby name involved. And actually, I was with his grandson at Le Mans this year. So it's great. I mean, the relationship is wonderful. And, you know, Bob Hoover and Carol Shelby and EAA and Air Venture. And, you know, it all fits together really well for all of us. So it's nice.
Well, you guys have added so much things. I mean, that you've made it impossible to decide what to do here anymore. You got so many things going on.
But that's good. I mean, it's and we like our automotive exclusivity. It's good for us. And what happens is we end up spending more money. By having automotive exclusivity, we'll do more for EAA and for Air Venture. And so that's good. Everybody wins.
The Gathering of Eagles is Thursday night?
It is.
So that's when you'll be auctioning off the custom Mustang.
That's right.
The Bob Hoover Mustang.
Old Yeller debuted last night.
Yep. It's a pretty neat car. You know, it starts with the Shelby GT350R, and then we built it up from there. But I thought Kevin did a great job. I love the color. Interior trim's pretty cool. I mean, it's a pretty neat car. And you know, over the years, we've raised millions of dollars for Young Eagles, and that's a very meaningful program for us. So $3 million. So
wow.
That's pretty good for Young Eagles.
That's a nice chunk of change.
Yeah. Let me backstep a little bit. You've been around Ford cars forever, your whole life.
I have.
The technology that is all of a sudden exploding into the average everyday car. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm starting to be befuddled. It's got to be an amazing thing to watch from the inside.
Well, and it's just going to get, you know, we're going to have more technology and more technology. So, you know, I think, and we're doing this because this is, the customers tell us this is what they want. So, you know, all the technology in the next 10 or 15 years, I think, is going to be absolutely unbelievable.
It's really gotten to the point where the electronics in the car are actually more difficult or more complicated to operate than actually driving a car. If you want to fully make use of all the electronic goodies on board, you've practically got to have a co-pilot.
Well, you know, it's really interesting you said that, because I have a home in Idaho, and I have an Explorer there, and I wanted to look through the owner's manual, and I'm thinking to myself, this Explorer will do more than I could possibly ever want. There's
right.
pages and pages and pages of things that you can do. Self-park, you know, backup cameras, a navigation system that'll take you anywhere in the world. I mean, it's really unbelievable. And so, you know, I tell customers, you know, go and take the owner's manual into your kitchen and sit down and read it, because it's not like the old days.
No.
You know, the old days, you put the key in, you start the engine, and off you go and turn the radio on.
Right.
Now,
yep.
you know, you need a kitchen table, and you need a couple of hours to go through the owner's manual to find out what these new vehicles will do for you.
Pretty soon they're going to have car simulators at the dealers to train people.
No kidding. Or they get an engineer to instruct you personally in the use of the car.
Ford tech support.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because it's a really good point. A lot of our dealers will have Saturday sessions where you can come in anytime between 10 and 2 in the afternoon, and they'll take you through all of the different things that are going on in your car. And, you know, we've told dealers that that's a really good thing to do, and I know a lot of friends of mine that do that. And it's great, because customers come in and they go, oh, really?
Yeah,
my
exactly.
car really do that? I mean.
Or better yet, how do I get the Bluetooth phone to connect to the car? That's got to be the big one.
Yeah. Hey, it's important. Customers want to know about yep. all that stuff.
Yep. Well, it is, because, you know, hands-free is
However,
a wonderful thing.
I'm not ready to relinquish driving completely. the autonomous car concept, I'm a little scary about that. But I'm sure it will happen whether I want it or not.
Well, they're working on that in California right
everybody's
now.
Everybody's working on it.
Yeah, everybody. We all have, you know, product development centers that are working on autonomous cars. You know, Ford is putting hundreds of millions of dollars into autonomous cars because that's where we're going.
You've got to have one heck of an engineering crew out there to think of all this stuff up and make it work.
Do me a favor. Make sure the autonomous car has an anti-rubbernecking software. I don't want to be stuck in another traffic jam because the car slowed down to look at the wreck.
I hope, you know, listen, I'm 68 years old. I may not be around for autonomous cars when they fully get launched. But, you know, I hope the industry is careful about how they do it.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, sitting back in a chair with someone else, with no one driving the car, and you're telling the car to go from here to there, you know, I think...
Well, what scares me is that the driving art will be lost.
Yeah.
The person won't know what to do when things don't necessarily work right.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed. I know Ford Motor Company will always make cars that you and I like.
And that we can drive.
So well, I do know.
Comes with the optional steering wheel.
Yeah, right.
The other piece of automation I'd like to see incorporated into every car is automatic turn signals, because nobody uses the things anymore.
Yeah, no. No, you're right, and it's but you know, I don't. Do they teach it in driving schools anymore
about using
turn signals and things?
No, Pennsylvania driving manual. It says in case of snow, hit a tree or leave your car in the middle of the road. That's what it
says.
That's
it. Well, you've been listening to Edsel Ford II. We thank you for coming out and also for Ford's involvement with Oshkosh. It's really wonderful to have you guys out there. I'm going to get a bag of popcorn off you sometime this week, too, with the drive-in movie.
I think we'll have plenty of popcorn around for everybody.
Sounds good. I'm Fast Eddie.
Mr. Ford will be at the theater tonight.
The Martians tonight?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
That is a good movie.
I'm going to come late and sit way in the back.
Me too.
Actually, I did that one year. And it's actually, you know, the screen's so big that you can sit in the very last row. I mean, Kevin and I and a few other people watched about an hour of a movie one night. It was just great.
Yeah, it's no bad seats in the house.
There isn't a bad seat.
All right. And it's always a good time. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave. And this is EAA Radio.